Okay, so Microsoft just decided to tell us that the place to put an agent is inside Teams, the same chats, channels, and meetings where we already lose half our day. That's either a product epiphany or the most boring possible insight, depends on whether you think distribution is the bottleneck.
Right. The article pitches that if the agent behaves like another person you can assign mention it, the adoption curve drops to zero, which is true if everyone's already living in Teams. That's not a product insight. That's a captive audience argument.
Captive audience? Sure, but I'll take it. Two lines of copy and you've got an agent in the flow of work. That's distribution solved. And Microsoft's not alone. MCP is the default integration spine now, across their stack.
MP mainstream before build 2026 per Arcade State of MP Tools report. Monthly downloads up 970 times. Fine, standards move fast when the vendor pushes them. But you still need to the actual agent logic. The SDK doesn't write the prompt loop for you.
Which is why they're shipping a monthly blog series and a Teams SDK that wraps authentication, event routing, MCP tool discovery, and A2A agent chatter so you can scaffold a working agent in TypeScript, C-gathering, or Python with one CLI line. npm install-g @microsoft/teams.kli. It's basically Rails new for agent collaborators.
Great. So the Microsoft version of write a tweet in 5 minutes is now ship a task agent in 5 minutes. Not that it's wrong, but the hard part is still the harness, what the agent may or may not do, when it must stop.
Which they'll cover in a future post titled Privacy and Compliance Challenges. Very cute. Look, I get Ava's skepticism. Teams only reach is not the whole market. But if your org is already all in on Teams, dropping an agent into a public channel so the team watches it work with zero new UI, that's a product win people will actually use.
Not if the agent drifts or blabs sensitive data because the MCP server leaked context. The article shows to put the agent there, not to keep it safe there. That's the part that doesn't ship on its own.
Okay, but the plumbing they're shipping does reduce the surface area. You still have to design the constraints, but you no longer have to duct tape identity, routing, and tooling into every project. That's worth something.
Sure, if you believe MCP and A2A are here to stay. A2A 1.0 support is, today it's a developer preview, and the latency and cost arguments rely on unspecified benchmarks. I'm not saying don't ship, but I'm not putting a year on this being a standard either.
Fair. Still, the team that already ships internal agents and wants to drop them into existing channels now has a real path without rebuilding the last five integrations. That's not nothing.
No, it's not nothing, but it's not a platform land grab either. The value is real for Teams-heavy orgs, and the rest of us wait for multi-platform MPA2A coverage. The article frames distribution as solved, but it's only solved the walled garden.
Walled garden, okay. But if the garden is where most of your company already lives, walled starts sounding a lot like convenient. Speaking of which, how many times have we talked about the plumbing should be product thing?
Too many. But this time they're actually shipping the SDK and a month.
So I'll go 70-30 that a sizable chunk of Microsoft-centric dev teams will drop at least one public channel agent into production this year using this stack. Outside that slice, 30-70 it stays niche.
I'll take those numbers. And I'll keep the same bet on MP/A2A, actually becoming the cross-vendor standard outside the Microsoft bubble.
Deal. Anyway, you want to spin up that quick start or are we grabbing coffee first?